Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. With Thanksgiving next week, the holiday shopping season moves into full swing. Retailers hope people are ready to spend big on gifts this year, while shoppers look for the trendiest gifts and best deals. What factors could play a role in what gifts and how many gifts land under the tree? Each year, we look to contributor Eileen Dalabrida to answer that question. Her preview of what retailers and shoppers can expect is available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and she joined me earlier this week to talk about what she learned. So let's start with the basics. What's the overall forecast for holiday shopping from experts?
Well, Santa is going to need a bigger sled this year. Consumers are expected to spend $98.2 billion, that's almost a trillion, on holiday purchases, according to the National Retail Federation. And that's about 3% more than last year. Deloitte's holiday forecast is even merrier, with consumers spending 8% more than last year. And that's an average of $1,778 a person. And but part of that increase will come from shoppers with incomes of $100,000 and more.
So people on the high end seem ready to spend, maybe making up for others who have to tighten their belts. Are there any other factors that are driving sales, or is there any factors that could maybe eat into sales and maybe play the role of Grinch as the holidays approach?
Well, I think that if inventories are lean, and in many cases there are, if people can't get what they want, they may not settle for something else. They might just get a gift card or turn back their list. But I think that people are feeling pretty good about spending.
And one thing you note in your story that you found is that more people are planning to use credit cards to buy their gifts this year. Why is that? Is that an indication people are willing to up their budget, as you said?
Well, one of the things that is very enticing for consumers is the buy now, pay later, or BNPL programs, which allow buyers to break up their payments over several months. And I think people really like that. There is a very concerning delinquency rate in credit cards. And I don't know if holiday spending is going to impact that. The Fed says it's already 9%. And this holiday season, 85% of consumers are expected to use credit to make their holiday purchases. And 37% of consumers, according to Salesforce research, say they're using credit cards more than they did last year. 32% are those folks that are using the buy now, pay later plans. And 43% are just going to carry more debt.
That's interesting. I'm curious if some of that could also be driven by, at least on the big ticket items, any of those deals where you can have that 0% financing if you pay off within a certain amount of time. Do you think that could also be something that would entice someone to a bigger ticket purchase if they think they can pay it off without any interest?
I think that's very attractive. And especially since even if you can pay for it in cash, it makes sense to take the 0% interest because you can actually park that money in some sort of savings instrument that's going to get you decent interest.
So we always take a few minutes to talk about online sales compared to traditional brick and mortar shopping. What is the word on online sales this year? I assume they remain robust.
They are, and they're rising this year. 76% of consumers are going to make at least half of their holiday purchases online. And that's according to a Bain & Company survey. And online spending is projected to hit a record $248 billion. And of that, $40.6 billion will be spent during Cyber Week, which is the 5-day period from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday. And not surprising, Cyber Monday is expected to be the second highest shopping day of the season, second to Black Friday.
So while a lot of people are shifting into that mode for those Cyber Week savings, on the brick and mortar side of the equation, small local businesses certainly try to make the most of the holiday season, starting with Small Business Saturday next week. Are there good reasons to check out your small local shops to find some deals and some bargains and help your local economy?
Yes, absolutely. Shoppers tell me they're intentional about supporting small local businesses, and they enjoy the personal service. They appreciate getting advice on what to buy for folks on their list, and they enjoy that whole selection process and actually having a relationship with the merchant.
Meanwhile, with the big chain stores, are they still expecting to be busy with all these online sales? Are they still hiring extra staff, or has the atmosphere changed around those type of stores and how they approach the holiday season?
Well, the big three, Amazon, Costco, and Walmart, are expected to capture more than 40% of holiday dollars. And that's a lot. They are huge.
So is there a sense that there'll be more holiday employees in stores, or is that something of the past?
Actually, we have fewer people being hired for holiday shopping. That there is between 400 and 5,000 seasonal workers, and that's down from 509,000 last year. Christiana Mall held a holiday job fair in September in partnership with the Delaware State Department of Labor and to shake loose retail workers. And but in Rehoboth, the stores at the Tanger Outlets are still hiring.
Interesting. We've noted in recent years, Eileen, the timing of the holiday season seems to have shifted significantly. We see sales and store decorations much, much earlier than days gone by. Is there any indication that people actually do a significant amount of their shopping earlier, or is it just kind of the stores priming the pumps a little bit?
Well, people have indeed started shopping earlier. And I don't know if it's because we have a short season this year, a scant 26 days, or because all those decorations send a subliminal message to shoppers. Steve Chambliss, the general manager at Christiana Mall, tells me that foot traffic is brisk and started much earlier this year. But Black Friday is still the big day. 57% of shoppers plan to shop during Black Friday or that weekend because there are a lot of deals and discounts. And but 24% said that they just enjoy it. They like it. It's fun.
Well, since you mentioned Black Friday, are there any big deals to watch for on Black Friday or otherwise as people really start to look at those lists and start checking them twice?
There are incredible deals on televisions. And so anybody who didn't get a new TV during the pandemic is in luck. There's Amazon has a 40-inch LED, and it includes Fire TV built in, so you can get access to all the streaming services without a separate streaming stick. And Alexa lets you control the television with voice commands, so you don't even have to reach for the remote. It's and that TV is $150.
Wow.
Best Buy is offering $200 off KitchenAid stand mixers and $130 off Sony headphones. Old Navy is selling crop tops for $1.97, reduced from $12.99.
Crazy, crazy deals. They're out there if you're looking for them. Anything else, Eileen, to keep an eye on this year? Are there some other, hot items that are expected to dominate this holiday season?
Well, you know, in recent years, smartwatches have gotten very popular. They track your health and they tell you how many steps. But if you're wearing that smartwatch, You can't be wearing your nice Movado or your Rolex or whatever. So now there is the ring that is a standard health tracker, and it has sensors that track over 20 biometrics,
Wow.
sleep, stress, heart rate, all that. And so Best Buy has their huge Black Friday tech deal is $200 off the Oura Ring Generation 3 Horizon. It's and now priced at $350.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for joining us on The Green this week. A reminder, her piece on the holiday shopping season is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we get some expert advice on how to make your Thanksgiving dinner one to remember. This is The Green here on Delaware Public Media.